BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Well, the chat's being a dick to me, as usual. The chat. Not you. Not the chat says. Sorry. I didn't say the chat says. I just said the chat. Oh. Well, yeah, because they did say something. Well, anyway, the chat says, Nick's poker story is as boring as Andrew's car story. But I'm like, well, it was only 2.5 minutes, not 25, so I don't know. Turn it on. Wait, are you muted on the board, maybe?
I don't know. Can you hear me?
No. Can you hear yourself in the headphones? Use a little logic here.
All right, now
this
we're good.
This is freaking... When Andrew hits these buttons...
Button pusher. No, the guy that was making fun of someone. That was the guy who can't stay on a roof.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't making... That wasn't Adam making fun of me.
Oh.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It was Joe Montana, the old catch guy. I guess he did the throw part of the catch, right?
The old throw and catch guy.
Right. Remember that Gatorade commercial? I can't believe we've never seen anything like that since.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I hope that me saying that enough people just know, oh, he's talking about that Gatorade commercial. Yeah. It was a Gatorade commercial where they reshot. They didn't reshoot. They edited the catch and like a Michael Jordan clip and a Derek Jeter clip to do something different than what happened in real life. Like the catch bounced off the guy's hands. Not a...
That does sound familiar, actually.
Yeah.
Like 10 years ago?
It was so freaking amazing. Like more than that years ago. I was like, this is... How long did this take? And why have we never seen anything like it again? That was the most amazing commercial that's ever existed.
That does sound familiar.
Come on, Nick. Don't get your feelings hurt. I love you being on the show. Well,
don't be butt hurt, Nick.
Butt hurt?
Butt hurt?
Butt hurt? No, I know what it means.
Oh. I'm sorry, did I say it weird? Like button? I don't... What the fuck
hurt.
Are they talking
do you,
about?
Do you have a certain, like... I don't know, level of camaraderie with Macy since you guys are local
yes.
New Hampshireites?
I would think so. I would like to feel like I have camaraderie.
Kind of. I mean, I guess we might say button the same.
That's the closest we have.
I guess that's
to camaraderie.
It. We live in the Granite State. I have no idea. We're both miserable people.
I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm in a relatively good mood usually.
Same,
you seem pretty happy.
What's going on in the chat?
Let's see.
Hello, chat.
Espresso D says, wouldn't it be genuine if it was because we genuinely want him on the show again?
It's the special Nickisode.
Anthony Harvey says, I want him on. He is awesome. I don't want it to be about me being on the show. This is very
gay. Well, but everyone's very excited that you're on the show because you are a good component.
I've been
that
very
was
happy not
so
being here.
Can you just throw up because you're
I
making
can't.
Me nervous? I'm afraid you're gonna just like
Here, grab the hand and shove it down his throat.
Fuck that hand.
God, I hope I feel better before this stupid party.
No, grab that.
No,
Macy.
I'm not grabbing that.
Well, last night in bed,
I feel like
I have the hand.
Jesus Christ.
And she doesn't know I took it into bed.
Oh my God!
And we're laying there, she's about to fall asleep, and I put the fake hand on her leg. And it works up her.
But I'm like on the
torso.
Phone. I'm just like scrolling away because when I read things, I usually like read my mouth open. So I'm like,
and it creeps up, and she's like, "What are you doing?" And then I shove the hand down her throat. It's the
and
fake.
I'm like, "What
Jesus.
Is going on?" I was so mad because I was just like, "What is this? This is not a normal hand."
What
and I was
the
like,
heck?
"What the fuck? You put the plastic hand in my mouth?" And I'm just screaming. And I think he peed a little bit in the bed because he was laughing so hard. He's like, "It was funny." And I was like, "Get the fuck away from me! First, you have a mustache. Now you're shoving plastic hands in my mouth."
That's right. For those of you watching, I used to have a mustache about 20 hours ago.
He actually used to have a full beard, but now he looks like a giant 12-year-old.
But that's what we want.
Yeah,
for the party, right?
That's part of my
yeah,
costume.
But it's not
giant 12-year-old.
Back in a day.
It's fine. It'll grow back in 3 days.
Maybe a week.
I keep having to shave because I get too many shadows. I've had to make my face as womanly as possible.
It's very difficult.
I'm very excited to see you in your...
The best part
it's gonna
is,
be sexy.
Is that now that he doesn't have a mustache, you can see the sweat on his upper
what
lip.
What the fuck? Why is that the best part?
Because it just makes me giggle and he gets so afraid. Why can you see the sweat?
Oh my God.
But then he
you
goes,
guys.
I'm so aerodynamic. And that's
my face
all
is
you did.
Often cold.
Well, now it's a little shiny because you're sweating. I fucking hate this Rubik's Cube.
What's your guy's favorite news story this week?
Did Harvey Weinstein fuck anybody else lately?
No, he went to rehab. No,
he's done. He's
went
fully
to rehab.
And he didn't bang anyone in the first place. He's not.
But I thought he like tried to bang people.
Right, right, right. He was like, he would wait for someone to come out of the bathroom and he'd be masturbating.
Mm. Yeah,
just
we've all been there.
Allegedly.
No,
did you hear?
So the Catalonia thing.
Oh, they're gonna have a war.
Oh, they declared independence.
They
I don't even know what Catalonia is.
It's the region around Barcelona, Spain.
I don't even know where Barcelona is.
On that's the in like the Spain portion?
Barcelona city?
Yeah, so it's like it's like a county, I guess,
geography.
Or a state. Catalonia. But go on. Sorry, Nick, to interrupt with Catalonia.
No, it's fine. You guys heard about George W. and his funny joke, right? It's going to be on the news show, so maybe we shouldn't spoil it on the break show. But it's like
The elder Bush?
Yeah.
Doesn't
I know
he keep
there was
touching
some
women again.
Yes.
Yeah, he was grabbing butts.
He tells a funny joke before he does it. He says,
"I didn't know the joke though."
No, he keeps telling the same joke. He's level one, officially, like maybe even level zero.
Well, he's 95,
and then he grabs a butt. He goes, "You want to know what my favorite magician is? What do you think his favorite magician is?"
David Copperfield.
Yes, and then he says it, and then he grabs him.
Did you see the picture of all the presidents, like all the past presidents sitting? And they all look pretty normal, even Jimmy Carter. I mean, he's old, but the senior Bush, his ankles are like tree trunks. He is.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, he is.
He's been working out?
He's very swollen.
Oh,
very
not
swollen.
Muscular.
His compression socks are not working for him.
Oh, yeah. So that's what that's for? Because my grandpa has those.
Isn't that for diabetes, too?
Squeezes your blood back to your brain.
My grandparents, they didn't have diabetes, but...
The beaties.
Yeah, they had those.
Huh.
I don't know what else to do with.
I have compression socks.
Are they comfortable?
I don't think so.
They're fine.
Are they like those like really heavy anxiety blankets where they're supposed to like just squish you enough so it's like comfortable?
That's what dogs wear. My mom's dog had a thunder
vest.
No,
they have like actual anxiety blankets for humans.
I have
and
one.
It weighs like 25 pounds
or
something.
I have one.
You have an anxiety blanket?
Yeah. Well, I don't use it.
When there's a thunderstorm, do you put it on?
No, I don't use it hardly ever. It's too heavy. It's on the shelf. I'm like, oh, I could use this. And then I try to lift it. I'm like, nah.
Can you imagine washing that piece of shit? Oh, my God.
It'd be no, there's no way your thing could handle it.
You can't wash it? Is it? Are there like literal weights in it? I don't understand how that stuff works.
Like rice or like sand or
rice?
Something? I don't know.
So then you wash it.
I don't know what's in it.
Compression sock blankets.
You're gonna let
that'd be funny if it was rice, because then if you washed it, you just have cooked rice.
You can just open little pocket and snacks.
Give your chair back.
That'd be fun.
Johanna's doll says, I like trees. Yeah, that's a good one. Good callback.
Trees are nice.
I like trees.
Puke likes trees.
Right, that's the point. That's the funny part. Well, I have nothing else to say.
It looks like Spooner's dick when he's excited.
Jesus Christ.
This little sausage thing.
It was a cigar. Are those Skittles?
No.
Jelly beans? Are we going to be Bean Boozled? No, I don't want that. Make him eat it.
It taste like?
Spooner's dick.
That one's strawberry. This one is
freaking polish
dick.
Is messed up.
Here.
I have more polish and top coat.
It's not worth it.
Is your
like
polish darker
spoon.
Than mine? A little bit.
Did you buy these or were they?
I bought those. They're not sex toys. I feel like that would make for a sticky butthole.
Jesus Christ. Sure to give it a real good bite. The black one tastes weird.
It's black licorice. What's wrong with this? It's just licorice.
Oh, I just thought it tastes funny.
Am I going to get AIDS or something? On this
probably.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any more.
I'm so sad that at Puke's house during the race today, because Puke lived on the race route, you guys know. So to come to the race, all he had to do was walk outside.
Oh, that's
right,
fun.
Puke? Damn it! That is correct. And I was so sad that there wasn't a sign outside that said, run like a black.
Oh, because I told Nick, I wanted to wish him good luck, but I couldn't just say good luck, so I just said, run like a black.
Yeah, but it was
been a great motivational sign.
I bet you Larry Welkowitz would have run past that thing and been like, oh, my God. He would have stopped, he would have written an article, and then he would have continued the race. He was there.
Was he?
Yeah.
I didn't see him. I forget what he looks like.
Peter, can you hit the AC?
He looks like a Larry David if you squint your eyes, remember?
I was worried that I would miss you, though, because, like, you said 10:22.
Ooh, knife.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, but what if he's faster or slower or something like that? So
that is the thing that can happen.
I had to check out where the map to figure out which direction you were coming from, because I was like, wait, what if they come from the opposite direction? You did. I might have never seen you.
Oh, you didn't think we were... Oh, sorry, yeah.
I didn't know which direction the race was going. And then I went out there, and I'm just standing in my driveway, and I'm like, well, here I am just standing in my driveway with a giant camera as people drive by, and they're like, what the fuck? My neighbors are probably like trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing, spying on them or something.
We started about 4 minutes late, because I think I hit you at 10:26.
Yeah.
And I looked at my watch slightly after passing you, and it said 22 minutes and 10 seconds. And I said, I was pretty spot on it. Yeah. With 10:22.
Yeah, so that's what I thought the other occurrence could be, is that you guys didn't start exactly at 10.
But, more often than not, they start right on the dot. But
yeah. But I got pictures of you at my house, and then I realized, oh, I got time. I could probably find him at another part of the route and maybe get some other pictures there, and then I beat you to the finish line, too.
Yeah, so I was running another part of the route, and I was running, and I looked ahead. I'm like, ah, another photographer that's not Puke. He's the only one I've seen. And then I ran closer. I was like, oh, it's Puke.
Yeah.
So there were not many course photographers, and Puke wasn't even an official photographer.
No, just a guy that
likes
you
to take
reminded
pics
me.
A runner.
Yeah. Were you like kind of hidden in the bushes so it looked sketchy?
Yeah. I was masturbating into a bush a la Harvey Weinstein.
That's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But you wanted Nick to watch you.
Of course.
Wait, how did... Are you reading? You can see the chat over my shoulder?
No, I have it on my phone.
Oh, you're watching the chat on your phone, too. Okay.
I just... Because I can't see that far. I'm very blind.
Me, too.
Oh, cool.
All right, so we're going to end the break shizzle.
Oh, it's a break show?
And then we're going to go right into the news quiz.
No. We're going to go right into the food.
Oh, okay, fine.
Oh, we also have a package to open.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Food package news.
Somebody sent us.
My news quiz is all of 4 questions.
Okay, well, okay.
Yeah, that sounds very
good. We got emails, right?
Oh, yeah.
A couple,
right.
Yep.
Hang on, this is the end of the break. Boop.
Boop.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.